And now, James Gravel.
In our last presentation, we discussed the issue of specific authority as it relates to the Bible. Here are two more examples of specific authority found in the New Testament. Endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, Ephesians 4, verse 3. This is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, 1 John 3, verse 11. While these two passages are not framed in what we might normally refer to as command language, the fact remains that striving for unity and having brotherly love are not optional matters, as other biblical passages make clear. In Proverbs 16, verse 19, for example, we learn that among the things that God hates is one who sows discord among the brethren. In 1 John 3, verse 11, we read, "This is a message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." Even without the additional teaching of Jesus and John on unity and brotherly love, the language of Ephesians 4:3 and 1 John 3:11 can easily be understood as presenting instructions that are to be obeyed. Of course, when we want to determine if a command within the Scriptures is applicable to us today, we must take into account the command's context. For example, in Exodus 20, verse 8, we read, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." Do Christians today have to obey this command? No, they do not. The Old Testament command to keep the Sabbath applied only to the Israelite nation, as passages like Deuteronomy 5 verses 1 through 3 clearly state. In Jeremiah 31:31, the prophet prophesied, "The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." When Christ died on the cross, the old covenant was taken out of the way, and the new covenant replaced it. The Apostle Paul spoke of this in Colossians 2:14 when he said that Christ wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. If we today were to try to keep any part of the old law, it would result in our having fallen from grace. Galatians 5 verse 4, something that no Christian would ever want to do.